have students desegregating Lane High School at the same time you have urban renewal happening.
On a warm afternoon this summer, when some teachers were on vacation, 20 educators from around the state took a bus ride past some of the most significant civil rights sites in central Virginia. This tour was part of a week-long institute organized by UVA professor Derek Aldridge, director of the Teachers in the Movement project.
We're in trying times right now. Teachers between 1950 and 1980, they were also in trying times. Part of the institute is to explore what would it be like to put these two different generations of teachers into conversation with one another.
Since 2014, Aldridge and his colleagues have been taping interviews with teachers from Virginia, Maryland, South Carolina, North Carolina, and Georgia, people who were in the classroom in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, facing issues especially controversial in the South.
Some of them did fear for their job security, and some were fired for speaking out. Some decided that they would not speak out, but they were able to promote ideas of equality and democracy in the classroom without really speaking out publicly, and that certainly was a form of activism as well.
This summer's panel discussion at the Curry School of Education surprised and inspired younger educators like Arch Painter, who teaches Honors English in Frederick County.
They may not be out on the front lines holding protest signs and going to marches. Instead, they're laying the foundations by encouraging students to think critically.
And the words of those teachers may also inspire through the project's website, where video clips are posted. It's called teachersinthemovement.com. I'm Sandy Houseman.